So do you send your kids because you used to benefit from it? Or do you believe that our kids in today's generation, 2023 onwards, they need to be equipped with more than just the basic education in school?
I believe in that. I think it's more of a need and what I think I prefer for them. I think I want to prepare them for as many things that I can prepare them for.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome back everyone to another episode on the Mizzi Wahid Podcast. Thank you for following. If you have not subscribed, please click the subscribe button on Spotify. Really appreciate that. It helps to boost our podcast so that more listeners can tune in and benefit from our sharing. Today's episode is brought to you by our key partner, Yayasan Mendaki. Yayasan Mendaki is a pioneer self-help group for the development of the Malay Muslim community in Singapore. They assist students and individuals of the Malay Muslim community with education and lifelong learning. If you wish to know more, you can visit my.mendaki.org.sg. Their website is filled with all the information you need to know more about their programs, initiatives, and everything else. All right. So today, my guest is going to be Ustaza Liana Musfira, the founder of Hayat Network. And today we are going to speak about enrichment class. Okay. So, Ustaza, in the previous episode, we spoke about P1 preparations. Now we talk about enrichment. So, enrichment, I guess, by definition, can constitute the tuition that you send your kids to, but also can go beyond that. First of all, before we get into the specifics, did your parents send you for these kind of things?
A lot, Ustaz, a lot.
Give an example of...
I don't know whether Brain Gym falls under it.
Yeah.
So... it was so weird because the venue kept changing. But I love it because I love the teacher and she always had different toys for us to play with.
Mm. How old were you?
Primary school.
Okay.
So she taught me certain parts of the ears that if you massage it, you can get good memory. So I actually believed it. Like, I don't know what it was, but it kind of like...
At least it makes you believe.
I believed it. As a child, I believed it. It actually helped me with my school performance. Mm. So in school, I was called the tape recorder because my hafalan is like speed trained. So I was so proud to tell everybody that was what I learned in class.
The superpower was that you massage your ears.
I did. I don't know whether it is or I don't know what it was. But yes, quite a few classes that's out of madrasa that my parents sent to. So I do send my children as well. One of it is speech and drama. So my firstborn is very, very quiet. He's a very shy boy. Mm-hmm. But he will be excited if someone can connect with him through Lego. Mm. What is it that he's into now? Robotics, coding. I don't know, all these things. Yeah. So I send him to speech and drama class. And he has to come up with this imagination. You have to pretend you're in a submarine. And you have to move your hands. So it's all these expression things. It's very interesting to see him putting himself in a completely different setting.
Yeah,
but
something he's not usually used to.
Yes. So that is one, speech and drama. The other one is writing. Mm. A class on composition writing, story writing, comic writing. Yeah, so I do send the kids to all these additional classes.
So do you send your kids because you used to benefit from it? Or do you believe that our kids in today's generation, 2023 onwards, they need to be equipped with more than just the basic education in school?
I believe in that. I think it's more of a need and what I think I prefer for them. I think I want to prepare them for as many things that I can prepare them for. So if the speech and drama is going to help him socialize in school, I would do that. If I even put them in football, is that enrichment?
Yeah, part of it.
So it was so funny because they're like the two shortest and they had no idea about how to kick a ball. My daughter has no idea how to kick the ball and she was the only girl in that football club. But I just want them to experience different things so that they can eventually come up to a realization that what is it that they actually like, so I can further the process for them.
Cool. How about sending them for tuition like math, English, Malay. Mm. Do you also do that for them?
As of now, no, because I think they are still at the early stages of.
But I guess
school.
You help them.
I do. I do. Yeah. So I think I don't know how it's going to be like. I heard PSLE is going to be very difficult. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it's going to be like. How many years away before
three. Your first one? Okay.
Three. He's in primary three.
Okay.
So I'm nervous. What about you, Sat?
She's doing it this year. Hannah's doing it this year. Yeah.
She's primary six already. Mm. Ya Allah, did you send Hannah for tuition?
We send quite a few, but we also don't want to overwhelm her as well.
Correct, yeah.
It's almost as if she decides on the pace of her learning. We have a lot of online stuff that we subscribe to and sign her up for.
Oh, yes.
Some are not very cheap, by the way, even though it's online. But we monitor her progress. We monitor whether she has been doing her activities. But generally speaking, I guess I do believe in sending our kids for tuition, especially when they are having a tough time. So we want at least some kind of support that we're telling them, look, I know you are going through a difficult time with this subject. For example, let's say Malay. We ask them.
Yes, Malay.
Do you want to go for tuition for this one? And they might say, okay.
Mm.
And then we will look for the right kind of tutor. And then they can benefit from it, inshallah. You know,
and there are many options now. Yeah, there are just so many. I think that's the struggle as well for parents. We don't know which is best. Yeah,
no, people just follow with word of mouth. Like
correct.
Your friend sent and it worked.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Okay, and the other one is obviously social media and the tutors themselves promoting
how they market and advertise their services.
Mostly that, public review. So. You said earlier that you would allow your children to try different enrichment classes so that they can eventually decide which one they prefer most. But I'm sure even then, because it's just too many, you still narrow it down to a certain number of options. Do you have a conversation with them? Hey, do you want to try this? Hey, look, there's this program coming out. Do you want to go? Do you want to attend? Does that happen as well? Or do you look at, do you observe them and say, I think this, my child needs this, even though they might not like it, but I want to try and see. How does that process look like for you?
I think the need is definitely the first factor that I put into consideration. For example, if he's not doing well in his Malay, so I know that I'm not good in Malay, for example, so I feel the need to send him for help. Besides, the need is definitely interest. So for example, but that's where you balance it out. Like my daughter, she's interested in dancing and singing. I cannot be sending her for dancing classes and singing classes, although she really wants it. She even wants to attend a workshop on how to be a vlogger.
Wow.
Because she watches Fizao. I know Fizao is one of the guests. So she watches Fizao's, it's called the Makan Fiz, the Makan channel. And she said, I want to do that. So when I look at her iPad, she has all these videos of her vlogging. So she wanted to learn how she can chantik and add the words, the subtitles. So there's definitely interest. But that is something that I think I should. There's a strong line between interest, hobby, and necessity. So, for example, I know she likes to read comic. So, I would send her to comic classes, for example, the writing.
To create their own comics?
Yes, yeah, so they do. So this
I didn't know there was one.
That basically is under the whole umbrella of writing. So, it's a class for writing skill. So, one of the things that they teach is that. So, they are making their own comics at home. So, definitely need is one, interest is two. The third one is affordability. Some of the ones that I really want to send, I cannot afford it. And although they're like, please mama, I really want it. Yeah, especially if they have experienced it, the trial classes. And if the trial classes
was fun.
Created an impressive impact, the child would want to come back for more.
But when
I look but then when I look at the fee, I couldn't do it. So I think affordability is a third factor that I would put into.
That's a good point.
Up with an alternative. Okay, Afra, mama cannot send you to this class.
Sometimes there are cheaper alternatives.
But it's not the same quality. Not bad. Yeah.
So for example, like all our kids have some kind of enrichment, except for the last one, not yet, because she's in K2. It's almost the same. We go through based on need. And the need is after looking at how strong they are in certain areas and their weaknesses, and what is available in school and what's not available.
Correct.
Okay. So, for example, our second one, he finds reading boring. Right? He hates it. It's a bore. We put a book in front of him. He's going to say, I'm reading. But his eyes are like wandering everywhere.
Everywhere.
And it takes him half an hour to read a page. Not because he can't read, you know. He
but just, he's like, just not interested.
Yeah. He'll think about cars. Now he thinks about football.
This is hilarious.
Yeah. So that's Hakim.
Because I can imagine his face.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in his own world.
Yeah, he's always like that. So what does he need? He needs to move. He's very alive and there's movement. So recently we sent him also in June holidays, football trial. So he enjoyed it. For one football trial, I had to buy for him the jersey,
the whole thing,
the boots, the socks,
are not cheap.
Everything.
The whole thing. You're right. You're right.
But he really liked it, you know. And he goes for mixed martial arts. And we've sent him for 4 years of that, I think. We're thinking whether they want to continue. Again, at this stage, we're thinking, okay, are there alternatives?
Correct.
And again, of affordability. Because we want to be able to send the younger ones too for their own preferences. The third one, we sent him for coding and programming. We finished 1 or 2 years and now we're thinking, do we want to continue or not? So I think parents always have the options of choosing whether you want to prolong this learning process or you want to send them to something else. Like what you said, explore other areas.
Yeah.
Because maybe the child, after a while, doesn't realize that there are other options.
Correct.
They think that this is only it.
Correct.
And that's not fair for the child. And you as a parent might be missing out because there's more potential that needs to be unleashed but couldn't because of where they are. Right? So we always explore and try and yeah,
there's another dilemma though, is that like I think for us as Muslim parents, we don't know, like there are so many options in the market, and religion is one of the most important things that we want to do. So for example, for my children, they're not in madrasa, so they have very little time within the weekend to go to those weekend madrasa or those, you know, it's like semi madrasa kind of things. So I think they have very little time, and yet we want the best of both worlds. We want them to get the akhirah and we also want them to get the dunya. So I think the dilemma is just having so much to do for the kids and very little time. And we know like the religion is important. We know that. But if you add that to the list, macam really kesian for the kids. So this is a true dilemma that literally for us Muslim parents, we think of every day. Mana nak ajar budak-budak mengaji, solat, ikhra classes.
What's interesting, and we are in this industry. Like, actually, it's not that easy to find spots. Most of them are filled up.
You're right. You're right. The timing is very
limited spaces and limited opportunities. I've missed out almost every year when I want to send my boys to these classes because my eldest is in madrasa, so it's fine. But the other two, every year we want to sign up full.
Correct. And
full.
Then you have to wait for the next
so term. So you're missing out on a year.
And online, it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
There are many that are, you know, trying it online for the students, but it's just not the same.
I mean,
different.
With adults, okay, but with kids... stuff.
Correct.
We tried to do during the pandemic. I don't know whether you tried.
Yeah.
But the parents say that...
We did try for Haya and I'm sure Safina as well, right? It didn't work. I think the children get agitated. So no matter how...
They feel restless.
Correct.
After a while. Yeah.
Correct.
So it cannot be long. When it's not long, then some parents feel it's not worth it.
Correct.
But you can't do long sessions with
them. It doesn't work for children.
But anyway, thank you for bringing this up. In the Malay Muslim community, this is definitely one of the areas that parents... tend to look into. Sometimes it gets deprioritized. Like number one is okay, math tuition first. And if we have time and if we have extra funds, then send madrasa.
Correct.
It's a bit sad. Unless of course some parents, they have a plan. The plan is they come back home, you know, we bring the neighbor over to teach mengaji or something. Or maybe their parents, their grandparents and the kids' grandparents teach them. Like for me, I'm blessed that my dad sends my boys to school every morning. So every morning in the car, it's only like a less than 10-minute ride. He goes through different surahs and sometimes to read during salat, tahiyat and everything. And they memorize already now. So many
even
surahs.
Even without sending. Yeah.
15, 20 surahs.
Mashallah.
Like just that 10-minute to and fro.
Correct.
And it's powerful. But I know not everyone is blessed with that. So people still need to look for alternatives. And to me, Ustazah, I don't see it just as, okay, this is a religious knowledge, but it's also something that helps the child emotionally, spiritually, dealing with the problems they face in school. When it gets too stressful, they need to understand the power of dua.
Correct.
How salah impacts their life, their studying, the exam stress. So if we can instill all of these things early in them by investing in our children's Islamic education, it will help them a lot, you know, in the future. Shortly.
Correct, yeah. So I think another reminder, susah jadi parents, susah. Semua kesian lah, you know, we have to do quite a number of things. Mm-hmm. We have, and then on top of that, we are also needing enrichment classes or programs for us as parents. So I think, I don't know, maybe this is a simple reminder for us parents who are listening. Like, we are already doing our best for the kids. So we do what we can. If you think that you can help the kids with the maths, then you send them for religious tuition, you know. But if you think you can help them dari segi solat and mengaji, then you send them for the rest. Yeah, so that's where we, you know, what is that thing called? We compartmentalize?
We complement.
Yeah.
Those two things. I've seen some of your videos that you posted when you teach your children at home, and it looks fun. And I think that's a very important thing to do. Tapi kan, I'll be honest with you, when I look at it, macam mana Ustazah ada masa buat ni? I penat kan nak buat.
I love it lah.
All the materials you create, macam, ya Allah.
I love it. I don't know. I think I don't know. I just...
Can you share some tips on how to get around that, you know?
Like... Macam,
preparing stuff to make it fun at home, learning. Because that is the alternative enrichment, right?
Correct, yeah. Correct.
So how do you...
I think I had to go to that route because my children didn't go to preschool, right? So I wanted to allow them to experience learning from home. So I look at Pinterest, I look at all these online videos.
I also look. I
love it. I don't know. I think when they are sleeping, I would... And it is actually quite costly. All these things quite costly. Like, you need 50 different types of colours and then they would be interested. You know, but then at the same time, over the years, I learned that, you know, okay, with these little things, what can we do about it? So it's really about creativity. And I tak tahu, I don't know where I got it from, but I think, for example, something as difficult as ayat kursi is quite long. But to make a three-year-old child memorize it in a fun way where I don't know how I have no idea how I did it until you said. So that is one. Repetition is one when it comes to memorization of some of the surah or bacaan for solat. Tapi when it comes to things, I realize the kids don't like the ikhra book yang tak ada colour tu.
Yeah, black and white.
Yeah, so I actually had to rewrite the whole thing but with different textured paper and different colours.
Interesting.
So when they learn, when they go read every letter, huruf hijaiyah, for example, we give them their own sticker so they mark which one they think they did good and which one they think they need to redo. So I think this goes back to the thing that we covered in previous episode about connection. These little efforts brings about a different form of connection that the children can eventually relate to.
I think that's really, you know, commendable, I would say, for you to put in all that effort, all the hours.
Alhamdulillah.
Sometimes you prepare 1 hour, the activity only lasts 10 minutes.
Yeah, or less.
But I think they appreciate it.
They do,
in
ways inshallah.
That you don't really, they don't actually say it to you, but you know they appreciate it.
And to know that other parents are actually screenshotting some of the activities and also redoing it with their children or other parents are also taking inspiration from it. So that is helpful lah. Because not everybody can afford enrichment. Not everybody have the capacity to travel with their children. And then, you know, you kena naik transport, ada yang mak-mak baru beranak.
Hidden additional costs.
Exactly. Like, ada yang you don't have a helper at home, so you have to bring all your children. So these are... I think this
we
kind
used
of
to
things
out. Last time before we had a helper, everybody had to follow.
Correct.
We had to hang out at the place at the mall or whatever.
The cheapest restaurant that is. Oh, the cheapest restaurant that is. Yeah, so it is helpful to know that there are many other options that we can do at home. Although it's not the same, of course, because you're paying the price for it, kan? But it does help lah in one way or another.
One last point before we end this episode is I believe that when we send our kids for enrichment classes, it actually helps raise their self-esteem and self-confidence. So our last one, I just remembered, I actually sent her. We sent her for swimming class.
Alia.
Mm-hmm. So she loves it. And it raises her self-esteem because she's now like the best swimmer amongst her siblings.
Wow.
She's small and tiny, but she swims
she can
very
swim.
Well.
Mm.
Yeah. So I think that's another factor why parents should consider if they can, you know, either on their own or if they can afford one, send their kids, because it encourages the child to believe in themselves more.
Correct.
Which is something that you can't really teach directly. You can't keep telling your child, you can do it, you can do it, you can
Correct.
Do it. You need to allow them to do it themselves.
Correct.
And then when they realize that, hey, I used to not know how to do this math problem sum. Now I can do it on my own. I'm confident. I used to not know how to operate this software on the computer. Now I know. So then they become more and more confident. And that's key.
And,
right?
and friends too.
Like
you, making more friends that are outside from school. So that give them that sense of belonging. Like, look, I'm not alone. I have friends from this class. I have friends from that class. So it does help them with the confidence as well.
That's
true.
All right. So as a conclusion, we as parents need to ponder and decide which enrichment class and if an enrichment class will be a help to our children at all. Taking trial classes can be helpful, asking feedback from our children, talking to other parents in some groups that you are in can also be helpful. But the main point here is that we allow our children to learn, to express, to grow, to socialize in ways beyond their basic compulsory education. We encourage them to explore. And by doing all of this, inshallah, it also raises their self-confidence and self-esteem. Thank you, and shout out to Yayasan Mendaki for supporting this episode once again. Do check them out on their website, as I mentioned earlier, my.mendaki.org.sg, to learn more about what kind of enrichment class opportunities that they might have, or they might be collaborating with other agencies too, because I know that there are plenty. So do check them out. Thank you once again to Sazaliana for today's episode. Till then, let's continue listening into the upcoming episodes. We have a few more coming up with even Fizao again. So thank you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.